Good afternoon, guys. Really feels good to come up here after a win and talk to you about the game and in retrospect. Good win for our football team, good team win. Just like the way our guys battled throughout that ball game, in particular the way we bounced back in the second half and really put some things together to close out the game. To outscore our opponent 20-3 in the second half, I mean, that's pretty impressive. And just shows you the resiliency of our players. All the things we talk about, you know, being a smart, tough, disciplined football team, I think they showed up during the course of that game. Really liked the way they came out. Our players did with so much energy and were so focused, despite the fact that we were on a short week against an opponent that presented some different problems on offense and defense with their schemes. And our coaches and players did a great job of just honing in on what we needed to do to be successful, and just extremely proud of the way they worked. Injury-wise, the only guy that that's a concern is Christian, and you know we'll learn more about his status in the days to come. But no different than what I mentioned last night, dislocation, and so we'll see how things go forward with his shoulder. And the good news is the fact that it's his non-throwing shoulder, which is a plus for us. Other than that, good win. Extremely impressed with the work that Kevin Williams did in that ball game. Played outstanding football for us in a position he hadn't played in quite a while. You know, we talked about playing him at the nose tackle position at different times, and for him to come in and play as well as he did and provide the inside pass rush that we had was terrific. The way Christian played, you know, did a great job, you know, prior to his injury, leading our team, the plays he made with his feet, the completions that he was able to get done, his quarterback rating was outstanding. So it was great to see that. Great to see the way John Carlson stepped up in the absence of Kyle. That gives you some hope about that tight end position, also some flexibility when Kyle comes back. But a lot of guys played well for us. You don't win a game like that last night without a lot of people chipping in and making it happen, and we had that across the board.
Would Castle be the guy if against Seattle if Bonder can't go?
Haven't decided that yet, Chris. You know, we'll talk about it, but just haven't decided that yet.
One more question. Is there a certain day next week that Christian has to really be ready to practice to have enough time to get ready for Seattle?
You know, probably by Thursday or Friday for sure. You like for him to get some work with a new game plan, you know, new style that we'll be playing against. So you like for him to get some work doing next week.
Is it, are there more tests coming, or is it just seeing how he heals up?
It's more now about how he heals up. They run the test this morning. We know exactly what's going on. So now it's a matter of how fast he heals and how much strength he gains back in the next few days.
Of separation with that shoulder that you've learned from these tests?
No, it's pretty standard dislocation, nothing out of whack, no surprises when they did the MRI. Now it's just a matter of how fast he heals.
You said he's the only concern. Are you including the guys who didn't play Thursday, expecting those guys to be ready?
Some of them we expect to be back. There's still some others we'll have to wait and see once we get into next week day, but the majority of them we do expect to get back.
This is it. Could Kevin stay at nose tackle? Is that something you may keep him there going forward?
I tell you, the way he played in that ball game, it's something we got to consider. You know, we count on LaTroy and Fred to do a good job for us there. But Kevin did some really good things. You know, we just have to determine if that's the best thing because it would put some stress on Sharif. You know, we got him more snaps last night because, you know, the three of those guys were rotating with Chase Baker. So,
one position to the next. I mean, is that a tough adjustment or?
You're facing a different blocking scheme at the two positions, and what we ask of the positions are completely different. Even though they're both defensive tackles, your responsibilities are different. So you're a defensive tackle, but you have different responsibilities because of the blocks that you're getting and also what we actually do in the defense. But the fact that he's a veteran player and he has done it before, I think we did a little bit with him in 2011. So he has familiarity with the position, and he's, you know, been playing defensive tackle forever in our league.
Talked about knowing that, you know, you draft a defensive tackle who's a three technique guy in the first round.
Right.
Why not start the season that way? Why not, you know, get the both of them on the field together at the same time?
We felt good about, and we still do, about LaTroy and Fred at those positions, and there was no need to do that early in the season. Then, of course, the injuries occurred, and all of a sudden you're forced to do it. And in Sharif's case, we wanted him to be able to come along. Kevin was still playing solid at the three technique. So it wasn't a need to force him to be a starter at day one with what we had at the nose tackle position, what we had coming back in Kevin.
Did you approach Kevin with that before? Has he kind of resisted that move?
He's not a big fan of playing the nose tackle position. We haven't talked about it of late. It just came up by necessity, you know, this time around.
If you had to do that on a regular basis, what would that mean for your rotation at the three technique? Could you move the Troy and Fred over there?
It would change some things, which is one reason you have to take pause before you make a decision like that, because it does put more on Sharif, Fred, and LaTroy. I mean, they've been practicing and playing this position now for the last couple of years for us, so, and Fred throughout his time here. So there's a lot that goes into it, but you always want to do what you think is best for the team, and you know, we'll make that decision.
Do you feel like the game plan allowed Christian to get in the rhythm as far as getting the ball out quick and spreading the ball around to different guys?
That was the intent when we went into it, and we felt the same way when we went into the Dallas ball game as well. If you notice, you know, we came out and went, you know, holding that ball game and, you know, trying to get him in a rhythm, throwing the football around, and we did this a little bit a season ago to, you know, get him off to a good start, and it seemed to work for us when we did that. And in these last couple of weeks, it's been a plus for us when we've done that. So that was the intent, to get him some completions early.
How did you feel like Floyd did probably his most snaps he's had all
year? Yeah, he played well. He was very active, you know, made some tackles for us, got in the backfield some. He's improving. He had a good game, you know, a few days ago when we were in Dallas as well. So he's put together two back-to-back good games, and like the way he's improving.
Do you weigh in the fact you'll play at Seattle, tough place to play, and whether you go with Josh getting in there again or Matt, a veteran guy?
Yeah, you know, we'd have to weigh those factors in, you know, where we are, where we're playing at, and the type of defense that we're playing against as well. So you got to factor those things in when you're making a decision.
Regarding the guys who didn't play yesterday, who has the most difficult chance of not playing against Seattle? I mean, who's the most hurt of those guys?
I probably could better answer that when we come back Monday, or we're back here Monday, right, Bob? Yeah, Monday would probably I'd be able to give you a better indication. Sugarman, our trainer, is working with those guys today, so he'll give me a report this afternoon. I'll have a better idea.
Coaching, where you dress only 42 guys?
No, that's rare, so rare, and to have, you know, so many frontline guys not playing. And, you know, the short week, you know, definitely had something to do with that. There were some guys we thought we'd have available if it were a Sunday game. So, you know, that puts a lot of strain on your roster when you're down to 42 guys. Very, very difficult. But we got through it. I mean, our guys, you know, they made it. They did a good job. They didn't make any excuses. I mean, their attitudes were terrific. But it put some pressure on your special teams as well as your offense and defense when you are that thin.
Step up or shift over to a different position. Was there anybody who maybe more subtly you saw when you looked at the film that did a really good job outside of Carlson or Williams?
Yeah, I like the way Andrew Zendejo played as well. You know, he's been a special teams guy for us. You know, we re-signed him to come in and help us on special teams, not so much as a safety, but some of the things he did yesterday at safety along with his work on special teams, that was impressive. Robert Bland, same way. You know, he's been a guy that's been primarily a special team player for us, and he did a good job, you know, playing the safety position yesterday along with his duties at special teams, which puts more pressure on our special teams when those guys that are like your core special teams players all of a sudden are starters for you, you know, create some strain. And, you know, Mike Motta and some other guys that are backups, you know, stepping up and taking on more of a role throughout the game in the special teams area. I mean, those players really stepped up and did well.
What do you think of Jamarcus's game at right tackle?
I thought he did a really good job. His first start with us, he did well in run blocking. You know, when he had the chances to be one-on-one with their ends, primarily with Ryan Kerrigan, he did a terrific job throughout the game. Really pleased with his performance. He did a really, really good job.
Any of those levels of the concussion testing yet?
He's still going through the test. he has another observation this afternoon, but he has not completed the protocol yet.
Series with Patterson getting the two catches and actually, you know, coming in motion and getting that touchdown. Is that kind of how you want it? You want to see him, the progress that you want to see him, you know, getting more involved as a, you know, typical NFL receiver?
We do, Mark. You know, we've been adding a few things here and there as the season has gone on, and you saw some wrinkles yesterday, and we're going to add some things for this next ball game after we go through what Seattle's defense is doing. But he has that playmaking ability that you're always looking for, and we just have to keep bringing him along, keep devising ways to utilize his talents. And I think Bill is doing a good job of doing that, and we're doing it at, you know, at Cordero's pace. You know, we don't want to put so much on his plate that we bog him down, but yet we want to utilize his gifts. And some of the things we did yesterday and the weeks prior are just a part of that. But we'll keep bringing him along and keep progressing. But we want the ball in his hands.
I know he's been behind Jerome, but is there anything I could have done to expedite the process? Because now you're, you know, where your record is and he's such a playmaker, could it have been done earlier?
I don't know if we could have, Mark. The pace that we're at is, I think, about what we could have done. I don't know if we could have accelerated it, especially with the way that Jerome has played. And Jerome had a terrific game yesterday as well, did a great job. So I don't know if we could have done it a whole lot different. And, you know, you like to have him on the field doing things, but I think the way we've done it is about the best way you could have done it.
You had more multiple receiver sets last night than you have in past weeks. Was that specific to this game plan, or are you looking to go more in that direction in the next few weeks here?
We think, Ben, that we can do this a little bit more. We introduced some of our five-wide package a week ago, and it's something we want to be able to do a little bit more as the season goes on, and we think it'll help our offense. It has helped our offense. And with all the eight-man boxes that we get, and we haven't been as good blocking them or getting movement as we have in the past, and it's kind of opened some things up in the passing game for us. So, you know, if it's working, you know, you continue on.
Two more.
You mentioned that scoreless fourth quarter. How long, I mean, does it seem like it's been a long time? And what was different about the performance there?
I haven't thought much about how long it's been since we held a team scoreless, but it was good that it happened last night. We needed it to happen. It was perfect time. But the things that happened were guys just, you know, getting in position to make plays and then making plays. Our tackling improved in the second half, and there we were once again. We find ourselves on defense in a position where we got to come up with a stop to win the game, and you know, our guys found a way to make it happen. But I mean, that happens in the National Football League, and fortunate for us, we found a way. But it was more of, you know, being in a position and then making a play when you have a chance to make a play.
How do you assess Aaron and Chad's play against the read option, and what can you learn from that going into a game with Russell Wilson?
We had some good moments against their read option last night, and there were some other moments where we weren't as sound as we needed to be. And that can happen with that style of offense in a short week. You know, you think you got all your T's crossed and your I's dotted, and then you have a very good athlete like a Robert Griffin III, and everything you drew up is kind of out the window. You know, you got to find a way. Can you match up with their athlete at times? And but we learned some things from last night's game, and I think Aaron and Chad, they did a good job, but there were some moments where we could do some things better as well.
All right.
No, I'm not going to watch film all weekend.